Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends.
Yeah, this is the perfect song after Friday show. We're on the road again, the road to Santa Clara. Welcome on in, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, what in the world did we just watch yesterday? The Philadelphia Eagles, all this football team does is win, even when they play a first half that is ridiculously bad. That second half, my goodness gracious, perfection from the quarterback and the offense and the defense. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We just watched one of the greatest comebacks in Eagles franchise history. The Eagles are 3-0. Good morning, Hugh. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, you know what today is, man? Today is the day that all reckless speculation will be had.
Okay.
We're going to recklessly speculate today because there is no way on God's green earth that you could tell me that Kevin Petullo was calling plays in the second half. Mm-hmm. You can't tell. Like, I don't care what anybody says. And it's not
right
no
off
disrespect.
The bat.
Right
hey,
off
wait,
the bat. I'm telling you, he wasn't calling plays in the second half. All those people that said last week that they were playing possum.
Oh, jeez.
Your conspiracy theories are welcome here this morning.
Why are you doing
this? I'm being honest. You cannot
okay.
sit here.
Yep.
You cannot tell me. I've been in games in halftime,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen halftime adjustments. That was not a halftime adjustment, Joe. That was a full-fledged other game plan.
Well, it was a different offense in the second half.
That was a different game plan. You cannot tell me that Kevin Petullo was calling plays in the second half. And if he was, then those folks that said he was playing possum, this team was playing possum, call today because you got it. You have space here.
Mm, well, here's what I know. And Hugh Douglas is starting off with the reckless speculation.
Recklessly speculating.
I don't know who the hell was calling the plays in the second
Kevin
half.
Petullo.
But I like the way they looked in the second half because they were awesome. All right, we got a lot of credit to give out today. We got a lot of celebration today. Your emotion as you watch one of the great comebacks, I mean, really, in the franchise history. That's
yeah,
the best.
That's tops, man. Woo. That might beat Miracle in the Meadowlands.
It's the
number
biggest,
one and two.
It's the biggest one since the Deshaun punt return game when they beat the Giants in 2010. That was ridiculous yesterday. I mean, if you had concern on how the offense looked the first couple weeks, and you were like a lot of us that said, boy, they got to be better. This isn't sustainable. This is the best team they're going to face. All of that came home in the first half because it was like, holy hell. And if it wasn't for the Rams settling for field goals, the game might have been out of reach.
Yeah.
They credit the Eagles defense. They buckled down a little bit. They kept it manageable. But then the second half starts and Jalen gets popped. The ball pops out. Rams score an easy touchdown. It's 26-7. You're like, oh no, this is going to be a disaster. And then from there, both the offense and the defense took off. Hugh, in the second half, after the fumble, after they were down 26-7, Jalen Hurts, when he had a throw, no choice, 17 of 24, 209 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, one of the most impressive games of his career. And I include big games and postseason games. That was one of the most impressive performances of Jalen Hurts' career. He was outstanding yesterday when he needed to be. And then the defense, I mean, we can call that the Jordan Davis game. My goodness gracious, Jordan Davis, Hugh, he looked yesterday, and we talked on the pregame show, like finally looking like that first-round pick. He looked like the best defensive player we had in the field yesterday. He stopped a fourth down all by himself. He chased Stafford down in a 3rd-and-2
yeah.
to force a punt. And then, obviously, the punt, I mean, the block of the field goal and the return, all-time kind of stuff yesterday. 215-592-9494. What a win. What a football team. And we even have some conspiracy theories from you, Douglas.
I don't care what nobody say, man. He wasn't calling that game the second half. Somebody said, Kevin, sit your ass down. Yep. We got this.
Yep.
We got this.
Well, who's calling the plays then?
I don't know.
Didn't sound like Nick Sirianni. He didn't want to give credit for it.
I don't know. I think what happened.
Jalen himself?
Maybe. Maybe.
The Sky Marshal, as some callers called him on Friday, calling the plays himself.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yep.
You know, I got to talk to some folks. I had a chance to talk to some folks that are smarter than me, especially when it comes to that offensive side of the ball, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're like, hey, they were in up-tempo quite a bit. And, you know, when you're in up-tempo, it's kind of on the quarterback.
Well, yeah. I mean, some people here last week said Jalen should air it out more. Jalen should throw the football.
Oh, so you
take
taking credit for that?
I'm just saying. I wanted him to throw. We threw in the second.
You said take more chances.
He did take chances.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not denying that. You said it.
Listen, Jalen Hurts played a whale of a game, and I'm glad they took – what did he call it last year? The straight jacket, the governor?
Yeah, the governor.
Now,
take the governor off.
Look, the score, they were down so much they had to throw the football in the second half. But I'm glad they – the first half – not only did they not play well, right? They had the injury to Lane, and then Matt Pryor comes in, and he was a turnstile. And then finally they put Fred Johnson in. Everybody took a turn, unfortunately. And Jalen was getting popped because of it. And then they got Fred Johnson, and things settled down. But, Hughes, the first half wasn't just bad. They also seemed very conservative. Like you mentioned it when we walked in and we were talking to Seth. They had a few third and longs where, all right, you're backed up, you're kind of in trouble, but you could take a shot to one of your receivers, try to get a first down.
That third and 15.
The draw, yeah.
Yeah, that bothered me.
Of course it bothered you.
Because you didn't have – like, I understand we're getting ready for the half.
Yep.
But you're down, and, you know, that's just, if there was any time to take a shot, mm-hmm. I would think that would be it. They decided not to. That kind of bothered me a little bit. And then when you talk about the way that they came out in the second half, it looked like it was going to be more of what it was. And then, to me, you cannot convince me that somebody said, hey, you know what? We about to freestyle this thing.
Well, you know what? It worked. And maybe if you're telling me who I have to trust to call the plays, is it the players themselves? Is it Petullo? I'll trust the players. I mean, those guys.
Oh, yeah. AJ looks healthy, too.
Yeah, and he looked good. How about the mock cheer when he got his first pass? Yesterday was wild, like an all-timer. When they walked off the field at halftime and they were booed, they earned it. They had 33 yards in the first half.
Yes, they did.
And then they went out there in the second half and they cooked one of the better teams in the NFC. 215-592-9494. All right. I mean, Hugh Douglas led us here. Let's just go full conspiracy theory as we react to an incredible and it's really an all-time Eagles victory yesterday over the Los Angeles Rams. Sirianni after the game talking about the staff, finding things that work. Here's Sirianni on what changed in the second half.
Jalen seemed very vocal. There was a lot of communication going on. How impressive was the collaboration with Jalen, Kevin Petullo, yourself, collaborating, communicating about finding the stuff that's working and getting to the
Yeah, obviously, you know, in those scenarios, I'm not going to take any credit for that. Jalen, Kevin, and the offensive staff did a great job of finding things that worked and got us out of the rut that we are in. Any communication with the quarterback is going to be critical. He's the one who's going to give you confidence to, call the things that you need to call. Good question for Kevin, because obviously I'm doing things there. I can't take any credit in that. Those guys did a great job of adjusting and finding the right things to do in that scenario.
All right, so he gives credit to Petullo, Jalen, finding things, credit. I mean, when you hear that, does it add more credence to your theory that someone else is calling those plays?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it also, in my reckless speculation, that's what I'm doing. You go over your way, you go out of your way to heap praise on Petullo, you know, in a game where in the first half, it didn't look right. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to be kind.
Right.
Because I'm already recklessly speculating.
That looked like crap. I mean,
I'm being kind.
They had 33 yards
in the
half. No,
I'm being kind.
It was bad.
I'm being kind. It didn't look good.
It was bad.
It didn't look good.
They got booed off the field. I mean, let's call it what it is.
It didn't look good.
Yeah.
So you come in the second half. And then before the half, the third and 15 really burned my biscuits. Like, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Because you're down, and everybody and their mama knows you need to throw the ball. You lined up in shotgun and handed it off to the running back. Third and 15, not fourth.
It was a give-up play.
Yeah.
It was conceded.
Not fourth
in
15, third and 15.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you had a couple screenplays that you were out there running. It looked disjointed. And somebody said, I don't know who, you know what? Sit your ass down. I got this. Somebody took the reins of the wheel. Like you like to say, Jalen was in the back seat. Jalen jumped in the front seat and took the reins of the wheel, if that's the case, and changed this thing.
Well, good, good.
You cannot tell me that Kevin Petullo was calling plays in the second half. I don't believe it.
Conspiracy Douglas has arrived. All right, before we go any further, what was your feeling when the Rams lined up for the field goal? Like, because I know some people out there are like, I knew he was going to miss. It was our day. It was our comeback. What did you feel, Hugh, as you watched Cardi line up for the field goal to try to win the game? Did you feel like something good was going to happen, or did you feel like, oh, my goodness, this all was for nothing because we're still going to lose this dumb game?
Well, I looked at it like, When they were up 26 points, I was like, I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking to myself, time is not on your side, right, initially. And then when they line up a field goal, I was like, yeah, I thought this is kind of how it was going to – I thought it was going to play out was, you know, you were going to get close, valiant effort, but you're
loose,
not – yeah. And to see that, man, I was just like, wow. And to hear – because I heard it. Merrill went bananas.
It is unbelievable.
That
call.
Was old school Merrill,
yes,
right there, man.
By the way, old school Merrill. Merrill will join us coming up at 11. We'll have the Merrill montage. Yeah, I thought it was going to make the kick. I mean, when they got that close, I was like, this isn't that long of a field goal, and this is going to be one of those we look for the positives, but they still lost the game. And then Jordan Davis does what he does and then returns it back. What a moment. Let's hear Jalen Hurts after the game talking about he knew that Jordan or someone up there was going to make a play on that field goal.
We did not quit. Nobody gave up, and in competitive sports, that's what it's about. And I'm very proud of that. I'm not proud of how we started the game. I'm not proud of the flow in which we played, the execution and the focus that we had earlier in the game. But I am proud of everybody not giving up and everybody being determined to find a way to win the game. And there wasn't a doubt in my mind that someone was going to make a play on that field goal, especially looking at those two Georgia guys lined up next to each other. And, you know, win, lose, or draw, we were going to look back and be very critical of ourselves, and that's what we would be.
What a play. And what a day for Jordan Davis. By the way, I mean, I think he could win Defensive Player of the Week and Special Teams Player of the Week. That was an enormous play by Jordan Davis and Howie Roseman. Credit for him picking up that fifth-year option. This kid is getting better here in his fourth year in the NFL. All right, let's hear Greg Olsen, then right to your phone calls coming up here. Greg Olsen called that game with Joe Davis on Fox, and I thought he framed the end perfectly on this football team and what they are right now.
We sat here in these exact seats about 3 hours ago, and we said, while not pretty, while not always perfect, they are the hardest beat in football. And I think today was another perfect example. The difference on offense between the first and the second half was jarring.
Yeah.
That second half style, putting the ball in Jalen Hurts, throwing the ball downfield, challenging them with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, that's what Philly is. That's what they're capable of. And then they always seem to get the stop they need. And then, of course, back-to-back field goal attempts blocked by the big man the second time, Jordan Davis, who takes it back for six. Like, you talk about finding ways to win. I don't know if it exists at any better level than that.
Finding ways to win. I don't know if it exists at any better level than that. That's the Eagles over the last year. What a football team. What a game. Let's react. 215-592-9494. What was the emotion after that one? Shocked, relief, excitement. Kyle, what were you feeling as the Eagles go to 3-0 in one of the craziest games I can ever remember?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm hungover after watching that game.
I need to lie down.
Yeah, and especially now with Hugh coming on here talking crazy right off the jump.
The week has begun.
We're off and rolling. I mean, considering that I basically put this in as a lock that the Eagles are going to lose Friday, I'm floored they were able to pull that out, especially considering how they went down. And, I mean, look, for all the talk about they just find ways to win and the stuff about how we talk all the time about whether or not if this team goes down in that way, do they have the ability to crawl back in a game? I know we had a conversation a few weeks ago when we saw Josh Allen and Lamar going back and forth. We're like, would the Eagles be able to win that game? And we were like, no, of course not. They did. I mean, so everybody who yells at us about what Jalen's able to do when he needs to, and about the Eagles just finding ways to win, and they're just 2-0, and all they do is win. I mean, hell, like, have at it today. Like, that was one of those games where I come out of it, and I'm like, man, like, are they really just like those Chiefs teams of the past few years? Like, the Eagles feel like they have now taken the mantle of that team. That, like, how the hell are you going to beat them? If they don't lose that game, I can't, like, go in. I'm done doubting them going into any game, I think, at this point. I think I'm going to completely jump over to the other side and move off of that. Like, I just have to respect the fact that the Eagles, Hurts, the defense, whatever, like, they just find ways.
And yeah, he's different.
It was one of the most incredible games I know we had the Super Bowl and stuff. This, to me, was a more impressive game by Jalen Hurts than the Super Bowl. I mean, it's one of the most impressive games I've ever seen him play.
Well,
it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the second half, he needed to score on basically every possession. I mean, they needed touchdowns. And even with the defense kind of holding the fourth, they couldn't give the ball back. They couldn't give the Rams a short. They didn't do any of that. After the fumble to start the second half, it was as good as he played in a long time. 215-592-9494. And there was extra impressiveness to it yesterday because they were down. Right, they're not up a score, up two scores, where it's like, let's just pile on at the end. No, they needed Jalen Hurts to carry them offensively in the second half. No running game whatsoever. And he was awesome yesterday. And the defense made so many plays in the second half. And the special teams, they won a game yesterday. Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Happy Victory Monday, man.
My goodness gracious. What a win. What a crazy day yesterday, Chris. What are you feeling?
Guys, I mean, you're saying it, but what a game. Like, the first half, our offense was as flat as a cushion under Hughes, you know, took us on a chair. And then, you know, second half, we immediately turned the ball over and, you know, give up another quick touchdown. And then the sleeping giant awoke. And we finally got the offense that, Joe, you were clamoring for on Friday, you know, that we've all been asking for. And then, you know what's amazing? Just throw it to AJ. No matter what the coverage is, just throw that man the ball and let him, little boy, that's trying to cover him. I mean, it was ridiculous. And you know what, guys? You know who else needs a lot of respect here, and you're touching on it? Coach Nick. Nick deserves praise because his ability to make in-game adjustments. You know, we suffered under Andy Reid forever, and he used to get so aggravated that he couldn't make adjustments. All this man does with this team is make adjustments. And you know what's amazing? He does it during the game. He does it at halftime. But like Detective Douglas is telling you, he even does it with his own coaching staff. I mean, this is the same man that fired himself as offensive play caller. Why would we be surprised and act like it's a grand conspiracy, like he was trying to tell you here, he's trying to spit facts, that he replaced the play calling mid-game with his own OC? So I'm with you, Hugh. I agree with you, okay? And you know what? He also has this ability to speak to men and light a fire under them to get results. And Hugh, is Hugh even there today? Hugh, are you awake?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
No, all right. I'm listening because, listening, Chris, I
he's patting himself on the back.
I don't know. People agree with this conspiracy theory.
I mean, it's a
fact. It's not a fact. I mean, you don't know that. We don't know what happened.
You feel it. You feel it, though. It felt different, though, right?
But you're missing a piece of the conspiracy. I need. I need you to tell me who was calling the place.
Had to be Jalen.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Hugh, I also want you to, you know, after my call, I'd like you to speak to this. And this is a serious question here because, you know, you can teach a man how to do a job, but to inspire and motivate him to do it with his heart and soul into what he's doing is something special, and we have something special here, and I hope you could speak to that. But, guys, I have two additional takeaways from yesterday, unrelated to the Eagles. There's clearly a quarterback controversy in Minnesota, and I look forward, Joe Giglio, to you listing one Carson Wentz in your top 10 quarterback.
No, absolutely not. Okay? No. Their defense won that game. Let's focus on the Eagles.
No, Carson, all he does is win, Joe.
Stop.
Cam, And then the other thing is Cam Scudamore last night. Watching him, this guy reminds me of a more athletic Peyton.
What are we talking about? And
what was that? Cam was the running back from Minnesota?
He's on my fantasy team.
We appreciate you. Like, I know it's a big Sunday yesterday.
Too early for Cam Scudamore.
Yeah, I don't care about Cam Scudamore. I don't. Now, the Wentz thing, it applies, right? We got our eye on what's going on there, especially because the Eagles will play Minnesota next month.
Get that man off the phone.
I could care less about Cam Scudamore on a game I had to turn off at halftime. That was ugly football. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron, the Sky Marshal delivered in the second half. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
What a glorious morning it is today. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's just take a minute. Let's point out some honorable mentions and some stars of the game. First off, that first half, as ugly as it was, there was one star of the game in the first half. And that was, I don't know if it's Brandon or Braden Mann, but our punter.
Braden. I think it's Braden.
Kicked us out of some situations that forced the Rams to kick field goals, and that's ultimately, I think, what kept us in the game. And then,
Aaron, before you go off on the Sky Marshal, and you should because he played great in the second half. There was a few unsung kind of heroes yesterday on why they won that game, and the punter, you could say. I'll throw Zach Bond in. If Zach Bond doesn't make that interception on the Rams' first drive, I don't think the Eagles score a point in the first half because the way their offense was going in the first half, I don't think they had the ability to go the whole field. So they were set up on the 38. They scored. So, like, all those little things kept it to a point where it was like, all right, they're down, but it's only three scores. It's not four or five scores. And then they went off.
And then, Joe, the one kid that has gotten nothing but heat, he's been called a bust at times. I mean, you've got to just feel absolutely fantastic this morning for one Jordan Davis. I mean, the kid just played the game of his life. And as good as he was on the field, he just seems to be that good of a person, behind the scenes. So got to be so happy for him. And then I got to tell you, I sent you a text yesterday. And it was actually a sarcastic text.
You know, Aaron sent me a message, the Sky Marshal, Jalen Hurts. And Aaron, I didn't see it right away, so I assumed you sent it during the comeback. And then I looked at the timestamp and I was like, this guy sent it at halftime when he had 30 yards passing? What is he talking about? But maybe you just saw it coming because he was awesome in the second half.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to send a big thank you out to Verse because I think that sack, and which should have been roughing the passer, but it wasn't called. I think that woke the Sky Marshal up, and to watch them that next series just go down the field flawlessly. I mean, 209 yards passing, 66% completion rate, 3 touchdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, 19-1 in his last 20 games. There is one thing that you cannot deny, is that the Sky Marshal, Jalen Hurts, all he does is win, baby, win, baby.
Well, that's true.
Let's go, Birds. And, hey, Joe, this is every year. In 2017, we had the Jake Elliott kick against the Giants. Last year, I think the Rams game last year.
It was the Saints game last year. Saints. Well, Aaron, how about this? Ready for this symmetry? 2017, 61-yard field goal by Jake Elliott, week 3 against the Giants. Last year, 61-yard Dallas Goedert play against the Saints in week 3. Aaron, do you know how long that return by Jordan Davis was yesterday for the touchdown?
Joe, why don't you tell me how long that was?
It was 61 yards, Aaron. 61 yards in week 3 last year. 61 yards in week 3, 2017. 61 yards yesterday. Hugh, you know what that math tells me?
What does it tell you,
Joe? It tells me we're going to Santa Clara, California in February. 215-592-9494. All right, Eagles win one of the wildest games I could ever remember. We're reacting with you on the phones all day. You're feeling after seeing what you just saw yesterday. Hugh Douglas starts early with the conspiracy theories. Petullo was stripped of play calling at halftime. We don't know who was calling the plays, but somebody was. And, of course, the Merrill montage. How it all sounded right here on WIP. That's next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.